Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More details are coming out around the horrific crash over the weekend that claimed the lives of five young people in Scarsdale. Our Steve Burns joins us now from the Westchester County offices in White Plains. Steve, you've been gathering details on this crash. What do we know about the five young victims?
Well, we know they all appear to be related in some way. Some of them were siblings, others were cousins. The family had recently relocated from New York City up to Derby, Connecticut, outside New Haven. The thinking here is they may have been on their way back from some kind of family function or gathering early Sunday morning when this crash happened. The five victims here range in age from 8 to 17, and there was a 9-year-old apparently riding in the back of this SUV in the cargo area who survived this crash, managed to break his way out of the back window and escape with just minor injuries. The driver was 16 years old, Malik Smith. Officials here say he did not have any kind of driver's license or learner's permit. Even if he did, it wouldn't have been legal for him to drive at night anyway. So still a lot of questions they're trying to answer here, but it is unimaginable grief for this family out of Connecticut.
Is there any indication at this point, Steve, about what may have caused this crash to happen?
Well, we're talking about the northbound hutch just past Mamaroneck Avenue. County Executive George Latimer said this is not an especially crash-prone area, but at that spot, the road does veer slightly to the left. The indications on the scene were that this car did not turn with the road. It kept going straight, hit a boulder, then hit a tree, and then burst into flames. Officials here said it did not appear speed was a factor. An eyewitness told them it did not look like this car was going any faster than the speed limit there at 55 miles an hour. So the working theories at this point is that the driver either fell asleep or was distracted. In fact, they said there were no signs that he even tried to brake or slow down before hitting that boulder. They are still waiting on toxicology reports to see if any substances might have been involved. And as far as seatbelts, we are told the fire inside this car was so bad, it was too difficult to tell whether anyone had any seatbelts on inside.
So what are the next steps here? I mean, could we be looking at charges? The young driver is dead. Do they go after his parents?
Yeah, that is one of the big remaining questions here. You can imagine investigators might want to look into who allowed this 16-year-old unlicensed driver to get behind the wheel, especially with five other young people inside for what appeared to be a pretty long drive in the middle of the night back up to Connecticut. Another factor here was that this car was apparently rented in the name of a relative. So it's not clear, again, how the teenager ended up behind the wheel, but it is still very early on. Doesn't appear authorities are pursuing any charges at the moment as they still piece everything together here.
All right, Steve, thank you. WCBS's Steve Burns in White Plains this afternoon.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.